Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The Dallas Mavericks fire Nico Harrison about 9 months too late. Somebody could have gotten pregnant, carried the baby to term, given birth, and that is the length of time in which Nico Harrison should have been fired by the Dallas Mavericks. I guess better late than never. I'm not doing this anymore with the Packers. I'm done. Like, there is a list. The Packers are off of it. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in doing this with, are the Packers a legitimate NFC contender? No.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Wonderful Sports Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, our wonderful crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment, talking all things sports betting. And oh baby, we're going to get to a lot of sports today. We're going to get to a lot of bets today. This is going to be a certified five-star banger of a show. Like Usher said in the critically acclaimed 2003 hit pop song, which was the anthem of my spring weekend, my sophomore year of college, in the song, yeah, from a 1 to 10, it's going to be a certified 20. We absolutely can't wait for it. And the show, presented today and always by the certified 20 of sportsbooks, the great people at BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, oh baby, it's Wednesday. NFL news is starting to flood our social media feeds. We've got a lot of it. We've got players returning to practice. How about Bucky Irving and Chris Godwin? Limited practice today for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ahead of Sunday's game in Buffalo. Seems important. My New York Football Giants naming Jameis Winston the starting quarterback for Sunday's game against the Packers. Will the Giants eat that dub? No. No, they won't. We will hit you with all the news in the NFL, all the line moves corresponding with the actual news that happens. Can't wait for it. Tons of NFL conversation coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet. We will also get into everything happening in the National Basketball Association. If you'll allow me, please. Go New York, go New York, go! Can we be honest, man? My Knicks kick ass. Destroy the Grizzlies last night. Like, almost didn't cover the spread thanks to the fourth quarter at the end of the game, but win by 13. I think my Knicks have got it going on right now. And I think the Eastern Conference market to win the conference is mispriced at the moment. We will get into that, and we'll preview tonight's slate of games, which is electric in the NBA, especially the Lakers and the Thunder in Oklahoma City. How about some college basketball today on the show? Oh, yeah. We've reached that time of year. There's so much good stuff going on. I can't wait to talk college basketball with everybody today here on the show. After an electric Tuesday night on the college hardwood, we will get into Louisville beating Kentucky and the bleep show at the end of the game where if you bet the closing line, like one way or another, you were tilting your face off in the final couple minutes. Congratulations to Louisville bettors, as Louisville does cover the spread. We'll talk about Illinois beating Texas Tech, and that game felt like that was like an Elite Eight game being played in early November. Fantastic stuff. And I'm going to tell everybody the result last night in college basketball, that is not one of those two games that I think impacts futures betting the most. And I've got a thought for everyone as it concerns the Southeastern Conference that I can't wait to share. Two tremendous guests will join us today, as they do each and every wonderful Sports Wednesday here on You Better You Bet. Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Brian Baldinger. Can't wait for Baldy to join us at 5 o'clock Eastern. And my friend, Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1. He will join us at 6:20 p.m. Eastern Time. And among other topics that we will discuss with Danny, his Chicago Bears, a 3-point road dog this week at J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. I'll talk about that game as well before Danny comes on the show. I can't wait to get into that game. I haven't bet it, not yet, but I feel like I am going to. Yeah. And in the final hour, the power hour of the show, all of my bets. We'll get the cruise bets coming up for tonight in the world of sports. And I got a couple games that I am eyeing in the National Basketball Association where the betting market is moving hard towards one side in a couple games, and I actually disagree with where the market's going, and I'm going to play the other side. I will tell you about all of it to wrap up today's edition of the show. But we officially begin the wonderful Sports Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with the second batch of college football playoff rankings. And, you know, as someone who, like, talks about sports for a living, it is, like, a slight bummer, for now at least. We'll get the controversy drummed up, I'm sure, at some point in between now and Selection Sunday, December 7th. There's really nothing, I feel like, for anyone to get that mad about. There's no, like, legitimate stunner. I mean, even when we're going to go through some of these topics here, I'm going to be real with everyone. It's not like I'm going to come out here and say, well, they got the number one team wrong. Like, Ohio State should be number one. Or, like, the team that they have 11th actually should be third. Like, no. Like, none of that is going on here. But that doesn't mean that we still can't have some big-picture takeaways from these rankings and spin it forward to what it means over the course of the next month. And in the cases of some of these teams, like Notre Dame, like Texas, like Oklahoma, as it concerns games coming up this Saturday. Top four exactly the same. Top four. As it was last week, zero issue. Ohio State after beating Purdue. Indiana after the dramatic. I kind of want Jake to play the Gus Johnson call, but we probably... Jake, do you have it? The Gus Johnson call of the Fernando Mendoza touchdown. I just feel like when we have the opportunity to play that, we probably should. Jake, if you have it, just go ahead and play it whenever you have it. Indiana, after the dramatic come-from-behind win in Happy Valley against Penn State. A&M, after their win against Mizzou. And Alabama taking down LSU.
Mendoza, in trouble, is in! Touchdown! Come on, come on! Unbelievable!
There are people that are mad at Gus for saying that. Like, my man just loves sports. Can't you tell? The absolute best. I don't... Like, we need to, like, ensure, as medicine grows, as modern medicine continues to advance... I think about this with my daughter. I hope my daughter lives forever. Oh, they were able to cure disease and all sorts of things here. We need to make sure Gus Johnson lives forever and calls college football forever. I think he's the absolute best. So once we get past the top four, same as last week, zero issue. Georgia 5, Texas Tech 6, after they bully BYU on Saturday. I got a take on Texas Tech that I will share. Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin 7, Oregon after the win at Iowa 8, Notre Dame 9, Texas 10, Oklahoma 11. Love those two positions in the ranking. People are getting really mad. No guarantee either team makes the playoff. BYU down to 12, Utah 13, Vandy 14, Miami 15, Georgia Tech at 16. I texted earlier today, friend of the show, friend of our network, and friend of mine for many years, the great Sam Paniadovich. And I said, Sam, what would you make these games, the first round of games projected right now in the college football playoff? And Sam sent me back, this is what odds makers say, this is Sam's opinion, so this is courtesy of our friend Sam Paniadovich of Bet Sweats, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, here on the network, along with our friend Joe Ostrowski. Georgia would host South Florida in the 5-12, Georgia laying 19.5. I'd bet South Florida first half. Georgia loves to start slow and then ramp it up in the second half. USF first half would be my look if that were the matchup. It won't be. But just saying, just for, you know, bleeps and giggles, that old chestnut, my thoughts on that potential game. Notre Dame at Oregon, with Oregon a 2.5-point home favorite. Oregon favored by less than 3, let's call it. I'd bet Notre Dame money line and feel really good about it. Texas at Ole Miss, with the Rebels a 3-point home favorite. Give me Texas on the money line if that game were to be played this weekend. And then Miami at Texas Tech. Tech would be 4.5, and I would bet under whatever the number is. Under 7.5, under 3.5. Give me the under if it were Texas Tech and Miami. So those won't be the matchups when we get there, but just figure, like, people like that kind of stuff. I like that kind of stuff. Like, what does the betting market say about these hypothetical matchups? Now let's give you some takeaways and spin it forward from the second round of college football playoff rankings. And let's start with the sad, pathetic case of Miami and the trash bag Atlantic Coast Conference. This conference sucks. It's awful. So Miami is not going to win the ACC. Miami has 2 losses already in the conference. I don't think Miami's going to be able to win the ACC, and we'll talk about, like, what should happen here in terms of Miami in a second. So we got Georgia Tech, Virginia, Louisville. None of these teams kind of like you here, and you're like, wow, yeah, national championship contender. Also, I don't want to watch any of them in the college football playoff. You've got Pitt hosting Notre Dame this weekend, not a conference game, and I thought it was interesting. Pat Narduzzi asked, like, does this game, like, matter? It's not a conference game. And he's basically like, yeah, it doesn't really matter that much. It's not an ACC game. Okay, buddy. Oh, okay. I said yesterday on the show, the ACC champion's definitely getting in. I still think that's going to be the case, but there is a doomsday scenario looming for the Atlantic Coast Conference as far as the college football playoff goes. And that doomsday scenario, and the betting market tells you what you need to know here. The second choice on the board at BetMGM to win the ACC is Duke. Not Duke basketball. Duke football. Duke, who just lost to UConn this weekend. Not at basketball. At football. If I were advising the ACC commissioner, I would say, you need to put on your Vince McMahon cap here. You need to WWE the ish out of this right now. Like, before the match starts, when Duke's about to go out there for the ACC championship game, if indeed Duke gets to the ACC championship game, like, Miami, or Carson Beck, or forget about that, Like, send Roy Williams out there, like, stuff him into a cardigan, send him out there. Or, hell, Bill Belichick, let's really ramp this up. Even better, how about Jordan Hudson? Not Jordan, Jordan, with a steel chair, and leave Duke lying. Duke can't come out. And then Miami comes out to take their place. We need some WWE logic here. We cannot let Duke win the ACC. The ACC cannot let Duke win the conference. It has to step in and try and rig this somehow. I'm only half kidding. I'm only half kidding about this. Who the hell wants to see Duke in the college football playoff? And I'll take it a step further. If Duke wins the ACC, is Duke definitely getting in? But better than South Florida if South Florida wins the American? James Madison wins the Sun Belt? Like, are we sure Duke's getting in? College football needs to make an executive decision here. And the executive decision is, put Miami in the playoff. Like, forget about Duke. Forget about Georgia Tech. Forget about Louisville. Forget about Virginia. I do think Pitt-Notre Dame has the potential to be a little interesting this weekend, but honestly, forget about Pitt. Can we get Miami in the playoff? Like, can we have the most fun matchups imaginable, please? It's like Patrick Henry said back in the day. Like, I'm talking long-ass time ago. One of the great quotes in American history. He stands up there before the denizens and delivers a politically charged comment that rings true even in the year of our Lord, 2025. That comment from Patrick Henry: give me Miami or give me death. I think the ACC might be shut out of the college football playoff when it's all said and done. We are just getting started breaking down the second batch of college football playoff rankings. On the other side, I'm going to get into Texas Tech and what I think the upside is for the Red Raiders. We'll talk Texas and Oklahoma and their games this weekend. Texas at Georgia, Oklahoma at Bama, and how I'm betting those games next here on a Wednesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final 30 seconds of the quarter. Second down throw to the end zone. Douglas! Touchdown, Texas Tech! What a drive! Six offensive linemen. Power! And walking in is Cameron Dickey. Texas Tech making a statement in front of the nation today.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Chris Fowler with the call this weekend on ESPN and ABC as Texas Tech absolutely dominates BYU. Just because, you know, that player's name was Dickey in the second highlight that Jake played. Is Dickey a cool last name or an unfortunate last name? Like, would you want your last name to be Dickey? Like, for me, it would be terrible. Like, Nick Dickey. Not great. Honestly, like, the bullying would be to the nth degree if your name is Nick Dickey. Like, that wouldn't be great. Like, Tyler Dickey. That's not bad. Jake Dickey's pretty good. Honestly, Bill Zimmerman should change his name to Bill Dickey. I actually think that's not bad. And then, of course, there's R.A. Dickey. And other Dickies throughout life, including Lil, the rapper and actor. Anyway, back to sports. So Texas Tech annihilates BYU this weekend, and Texas Tech now up to sixth in the college football playoff rankings. And my big thought now with Texas Tech at six, making the leap here where the Red Raiders are only behind Georgia, you know, just to get up to five, and five really matters because you get like the group of five. You get a jabroni team. Not that South Florida's a jabroni team or James Madison's a jabroni team, but you understand what I'm saying. Like that, you'd much rather play. Like if you're Texas Tech, would you rather play a team like Miami or South Florida? So getting up to that five seed, and obviously a top four seed is awesome because you get a bye. But you want to get up to that fifth seed. And where I land with this now, I think Texas Tech is going to get the five. Texas Tech, rest of regular season, hosts Central Florida, UCF, and then visits West Virginia, and then gets the Big 12 title game. Maybe they play BYU again, and Texas Tech would obviously be favored in that game. I think if Texas Tech wins those games and wins its conference championship, even if Georgia beats Texas this weekend, but Georgia doesn't play for an SEC championship, there's a legitimate chance that Texas Tech is gonna leapfrog Georgia and be the five, and Georgia comes down a little bit. And we'll see. Like, maybe Texas Tech even jumps into the top four if the Red Raiders win out. And we see some kind of chicanery with Ohio State or Bama or Indiana and A&M. I don't think that's going to happen, but Texas Tech has now put itself in position for a very high ranking, and they're six right now. Maybe they get to five, and if things break the right way, it would not be that shocking if Texas Tech actually emerged with a top four ranking when it's all said and done on Selection Sunday, December the 7th. And for BYU, so BYU ranked 12th in this set. If BYU makes the Big 12 title game and loses, and BYU has two losses, and both of them are to Texas Tech, is BYU going to make the playoff? I think there's one school of thought that says, yes, BYU will make the playoff. I am not convinced that that's the case, that BYU would make it. I think after some of what happened last year, like with SMU, I don't know if the committee is going to be really high on a situation like that. BYU getting in, if Texas Tech throttles them twice, I think BYU may be on the outside looking in. So that's the Big 12 to the SEC. I am so incredibly fascinated by Texas and Oklahoma, 10 and 11, respectively. And it's pretty clear what the paths are for these two rivals. Win, and you're in. If both teams win out, both are in. I think that if one school could survive a loss and maybe still get in, and I don't think it would happen, I think it would be Texas, that Texas would be the team that would be able to still get in. But I think likely both these teams need to win out in order to get in. The problem with all of this, obviously, for both of these teams, is the schedule. Texas will close against A&M, which is tough enough as it is. Still has to host Arkansas November 22nd. Like, they'll be favored in that game, should win, but, like, not a gimme. It's not the Little Sisters of the Poor, Arkansas, with Bobby Petrino. And then this Saturday, on the road at Georgia. Yeah, not easy for the Texas Longhorns. Georgia, a 6-point favorite in that game at home, the total sitting at 48.5. And as for Oklahoma, the Sooners still have to host LSU. Still have to, and I'll just reiterate Femi's text on Saturday when we bet LSU against Alabama, plus 10.5, lost by 11, that Kash Patel, you know, the director of the FBI, taking, like, planes to go see his country music, like, superstar singing girlfriend. Hey, Cash, like, let's get to more important things. Like investigating the LSU football program for them not covering this past Saturday against Alabama. Oklahoma's got to host LSU and host Missouri, and OU should be able to win those games. But, like, these are not gimmies. The big impediment for Oklahoma, Saturday's game on the road in Tuscaloosa against Alabama. Bama, a 6-point home favorite in that game. And worth noting that the betting market has moved towards Oklahoma from where it was earlier in the week when this was 7. So we're now at Bama minus 6, total 45.5. So when I think about these two games, Texas at Georgia, Oklahoma at Alabama, if I had to pick one to win outright, it would definitely be Texas. And the reason why I'm saying that, and I don't think that you can disagree with what I'm about to say. You, meaning the members of our crew, who all have strong opinions and all bet college football. You, the listener. You, the viewer. Doesn't it feel, and I'm not saying that he's going to reach this. I'm not saying that. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. But what I'm saying is, I think it's possible. Don't you think it's possible that Arch Manning still has another level that he can hit this season? That the ceiling for Arch Manning is still pretty high. Now, he can fall short of it and fall badly short of it. That can happen. Would it really stun anyone or shock anyone if Arch had a brutal game on Saturday, played terribly, threw a couple picks, and Georgia wins big? And just in terms of, like, which quarterback do you trust more in the game, Arch Manning or Gunnar Stockton? The answer has to be Gunnar Stockton. It has to be. He's been really good this season and has been more consistent than Arch Manning. But I think we would all agree that Arch has a higher ceiling than Gunnar Stockton. You know, NFL types would certainly have you believing that, right? And after Arch was brutal to start the season, he's been better. And we're already hearing the hype about Arch Manning in the 2027 NFL draft class. So I think Texas still has this gear it can hit if the quarterback really comes to play. And if Arch can reach that level, why can't Texas just win on Saturday? Hell, why can't Texas beat A&M if Arch Manning takes that step forward? I don't know if I'm going to bet the game, Texas and Georgia. If I do, though, I think I'm going extreme outcomes, where I don't know if you're going to get a game where Arch, like, keeps them really close and Texas falls inside the number and, like, Georgia escapes at the end. This more feels to me like Georgia either wins big and Arch face plants, or Arch has this game where we're like, oh, wow, like, this is what we've expected. Texas has had some time to chill, reassess things, take a deep breath. I do think it's within the realm of possibility that Texas comes out and balls out and Arch balls out on Saturday. So it's either going to be Georgia alts or Texas money line. And I'll just be real with everybody. Like, I'm a Giants fan, and Eli Manning is my favorite athlete of all time. And the Manning name, like, means something to me, like, not to get all sentimental, like the wrestling fan. It's real to me. It is real to me. Or like that Britney Spears fan that cried, like, leave Britney alone. Like, guys, leave Arch alone. I kind of feel that way. So what's more likely for me? Texas money line. Forget about the points. Because I want to root for Arch, and I'm being upfront about that. It would not be a huge bet for me, but I think that's what I'm going to do. I have more confidence in Texas to be able to maneuver through this really tough stretch and make the college football playoff. And I know that's a bet that Sam Panayotovic has made. Sam's talked about that with You Better You Bet with me on the Sunday show. I've talked about that on Bet Sweats. I don't know if Texas can get there, but I feel better about Texas getting there than I do Oklahoma getting there. And as far as the Sooners go, You Better You Bet on this Wednesday. I think that this game against Alabama on Saturday is going to prove to be pretty problematic for Oklahoma. Where, okay, like, Bama can't run the ball, and Oklahoma's got a good run defense, and whatever. I don't know how it's not just Ty Simpson just rips this defense apart. And I know, like, Brent Venables is awesome. I don't care. I actually don't care. Here's Ty Simpson, and here's these wide receivers. And can John Mateer do enough to keep up? And John Mateer, and Oklahoma's had some nice wins. Like, is anyone going to say that John Mateer has been what he was pre the hand injury and pre the surgery? I know the initial moves on OU, buying off of 7, like, you want to capture that number, Oklahoma plus 7, I get it. With where this number is now, I don't think Oklahoma is pulling the upset here. I think Alabama wins, and I think Alabama wins big here. And I think we're going to close the door on the Oklahoma playoff conversation. So I don't think we're going to be talking about Oklahoma moving forward, being in the college football playoff. I do think there's a decent chance that we'll be talking about Texas, though, as a college football playoff contender next week. And I just know that you, our listeners and viewers, and I know that our show crew, I know that basically no one's going to agree with me on that. Maybe I'm wrong. If you agree or you disagree, type it in the YouTube chat, type it in the Twitch chat. Mike Brown will put your name on the screen. If you agree with me, if you disagree, I'm feeling like Arch is going to play well on Saturday. And I'm willing to roll the dice with Texas to win the game against Georgia. Couple notes to close here at the college football for today on the playoff rankings. Let's get into the bottom of the Big Ten. Where, like, look, top of the Big Ten, Ohio State's in. Indiana's in. What about USC and what about Michigan? I think those two teams are incredibly fascinating through the rest of the college football regular season over the course of the next month. Where if USC wins out and the USC schedule is brutal, starting with Saturday's game against Iowa, and it may be raining during that game. Like, this may be like Kinnick, basically, at the Coliseum on Saturday. So just to get ahead of that, like the song says, yeah, it never rains in Southern California. Well, it may actually rain in Southern California this weekend. That, by the way, I love Yacht Rock. That is an underrated Yacht Rock song. But girl, don't they warn ya, it pours, man, it pours. Sorry. So USC, Iowa this weekend. Trojans, a 6.5-point home favorite, total 49.5. I love USC in this game. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, sunshine. I think USC is going to abuse Iowa in this game. I love USC. On Saturday against Iowa. Iowa season ended last week as far as the playoff is concerned against Oregon. It kind of feels like their soul was ripped out of their bodies by Dante Moore and Dan Lanning in Oregon. I don't know if they're getting off the mat for this game against USC this weekend. I do like the Trojans. And then you get USC Super Bowl when they travel to Oregon. I don't know if USC is going to win that game. We can talk about that in the weeks to come. And then UCLA in the final game. So USC percolating here in the Big Ten to possibly get in. And then there's Michigan. If Michigan wins the rest of their games at Northwestern this weekend, 11.5-point road favorite, I'm laying it with Michigan in that game. Now, the game that I will bet against Michigan, I'm not saying they'll lose, but I will bet the other team to cover, will be at Maryland before the Ohio State game. You want to talk about the look-ahead spot of all time? This is it. I'm telling you right now, I'm betting Maryland in that game plus the points against Michigan. Now, I don't think Michigan's going to beat Ohio State, and I feel like a lot of people do. Like, it feels like that's like a really, like Colin Wilson said it on Friday on the show, that this is going to be a chic bet. It's Michigan to beat Ohio State. Miss me with that. But if Michigan does, and if you're one of these people that thinks Michigan can beat Ohio State, and look, like, part of me wants to see it happen because I bet Michigan to make the college football playoff, I think Michigan's in if they can beat Ohio State and win the rest of their games this regular season. We have in front of us, dear listener and dear viewer, an electric month of college football to watch and bet on. On the other side, we go from college football to college basketball. We'll recap and spin forward an electric Tuesday night.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Duke's taking 8 shots, 6 for 3s. Kevin Coogan's got to be happy with that.
Gungba underneath, slams it home, two-handed jam. Strong rebound, battled for, and there's a loose ball, and bodies are going to be flying all over the floor. Alley-oop, Sarge. They win it tonight by a final score of 114-59 on a night where Coach K was honored here at the United States Military Academy.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
CBS, courtesy of the call last night. Talk about it in a second, but we need to promote our show sponsor, BetMGM, because today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in your starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. We're gonna have a lot of fun with college basketball in a second here, and my enthusiasm and excitement for the sport overall this season. But we have to take the task. I didn't think that I would ever say something like this on the show. Accuse a college basketball program in the great United States of America of being traitors. Traitors that should have to stand trial and possibly serve jail time. How about these frauds, these clowns, these anti-American bigots, the Duke Blue Devils, going into West Point where they're honoring Coach K, like the West Point legend, Duke legend, obviously. And Duke goes pedal to metal and absolutely embarrasses Army on Veterans Day. Imagine the gall, the temerity, the chutzpah, the grapefruits on John Shire and this team to say, you know what? We spit on the military. We don't respect our military. We don't respect Army. We don't care about Veterans Day. We are going to beat Army the way that we would beat the College of Charleston. We're going to beat Army the way we would beat Directional Name Your State University. We're going to handle them like we would Our Lady of the Lake. Shout out to the You Better Real ones. What a disgrace on Veterans Day, not allowing Army to cover the spread so that I could win my bet. Just to be clear, for the really sensitive people out there who take everything literally, I'm joking. Duke are not traitors to the country. I am a little upset. That, I mean, really? Like, they couldn't call the dogs off at some point and let us cover and let Army save some face on Veterans Day? I would say that karma's going to come around for John Shire and Duke, but you watch the NCAA tournament from this past year, you know it already did. All right, let's have some fun talking college basketball now. I've been saying for weeks now on the show that we stand on the precipice, and we're not even on the precipice anymore. Like, we're in that son of a bitch. I think this has the potential to be the single greatest college basketball season of our lifetimes. And the thing about college basketball, it's like sex, a college basketball season. Even when it's bad, it's still good. You still enjoy it. Even a bad, except for the COVID season, that wasn't really that much fun. But if we're taking, the global pandemics out of the equation, even a bad college basketball season is good. And I think this one is going to be absolutely awesome. And we keep talking about on the show, and we should, because it's electric. Boogie, boogie, boogie. And the top of next year's NBA draft is going to be amazing with all these freshmen, all these incredible freshmen. And you saw DeBonsa last night for BYU look really awesome. We didn't get to see Darren Peterson, unfortunately, for Kansas, but he's going to be great. How about Mikel Brown from Louisville? As Louisville, in the Battle of the Bluegrass State, beats Kentucky 96-88. Now, before we talk about Mikel Brown and what this means moving forward for both of these schools, just this end game was, we were texting about it. And, we do this, it's not a bit, but we bet on sports and now college basketball's back. And when you have that first college basketball game where the end game is just insane. And you have that moment where I love it when we're in Vegas for the NCAA tournament and some 18-year-old will dribble the ball off his foot and he's not shaving points. Like, he's just bad. And someone will yell out, "They're just kids." Gets a good laugh. You realize that when you bet on these games, your money is in the hands of, they're really rich thanks to NIL. But is in the hands of 18, 19, 20-year-olds. Doesn't feel great. So when we're at the end of this game and Louisville's up by 7 or up by 6 or up by 8 and we bet Kentucky plus 6.5, there's multiple possessions where Louisville misses 86 consecutive free throws with chances to bury the game. And then Kentucky on the other hand can't get a basket, and I'm texting our group neither team wants to cover. Neither team wants to cover. Louisville does end up covering, and if you watch this game, you know Louisville deserved to cover. They were up big. Like, Kentucky had a couple big comebacks in each half. Louisville was the better team in last night's game. Louisville deserved to cover. That being said, hey, Kentucky, you couldn't get this one over the finish line, boys? And this was a great game. No defense to be found. Awesome offense. Just a televisual feast for the eyes. Mikel Brown, 29 points. Another awesome freshman this year in college basketball. And if we want to spin things forward here for both these teams, I don't think, like, Kentucky losing this game, like, tells me anything. Louisville's awesome. Louisville jumped all over them early in this game, and I thought Kentucky did a great job to keep its composure and not get blown out. And Otega Owe didn't have his best game, and he's going to play way better as the season moves along, Kentucky's best player. So Kentucky, I think, is going to be fine. But Louisville, you bet on this Wednesday on the BetMGM Network. Louisville, to me, is a team that looks like Final Four capable. And if you're paying attention to the sport, like, you know that they're thought of in those terms. But man, like, you really saw it on display last night. And taking a look at the ACC market, who's going to win this conference, Duke is the favorite, plus 130, followed by Louisville, and then North Carolina. And Duke and Louisville are not that far apart. Louisville about plus 160, plus 165. Carolina's plus 950. Now, Trimble just got hurt for Carolina, which hurts the Tar Heels. But, you know, I think with Caleb Wilson being as good as he is, I haven't done anything with Carolina yet, but I may put Carolina in some parlays tonight with some games that I like tonight. I think that market's really interesting. And then you had Wake Forest almost beating Michigan last night. The ACC's really good. That was one of my thoughts coming out of last night. As for the SEC, Kentucky's the favorite at plus 290, followed by Florida plus 400, Bama also plus 400, Tennessee and Arkansas and Coach Cal plus 750. And I can't wait to talk about Alabama tomorrow, because tomorrow we get Alabama against Purdue. An amazing college hoops matchup for early November. Purdue either dropped out of the number one spot. Houston's now number one, but Purdue thought to be one of the best teams in the country. Bama just beat St. John's at Madison Square Garden this weekend. Going to be a ton of offense. Can't wait for it tomorrow night. The team that I think is really interesting in the SEC right now is Florida. So Florida, you know, the reigning defending national champions, loses to Arizona in the season opener, and Kona Pete drops 30-7, another one of these great freshmen. And then last night, Florida survives against a Florida State. Leonard Hamilton's not even there anymore. And maybe Florida State's pretty good too. Survives against Florida State. He only beats Florida State by two. And I know we're a couple games into, and I'm trying not to be prisoner of the moment, and maybe I am. It doesn't feel to me like Florida is going to be able, like, to reach that ceiling. And I'm not even talking, like, go back-to-back and win national championships, right? Win another title. Like, they lose all the guards to the NBA, most notably Walter Clayton, who, like, did the Steph Curry impersonation in the NCAA tournament. Like, the front court's all there. But you know how college basketball goes, right, with the guard play. I actually think Florida occupying that much probability, that much space in the SEC means that another one of these schools has to be valuable. I'm not sure who it is yet. Bama would be my choice, but let's see how the game goes coming up tomorrow against Purdue. Two other games to touch on. I know our friend Jake Hassan was tickled pink last night, and Brad Evans was tickled pink as well. Two Illini alumni here on the show and on the network as Illinois beats Texas Tech 81-77. And if you watch this game, this felt like an NCAA tournament game. Like, the fact that we're getting games like this in early November is outstanding. Texas Tech, JT Toppin. Ain't no stopping JT Toppin. He's a junior, and it's like he's saying, like, all the freshmen, all you great freshmen that are getting all this pub, like, what about me? What about Raven? What about Toppin? 35 last night. He's one of the best players in the country. That Texas Tech is going to be a problem again this year in the Big 12 and in college basketball. And man, Illinois is like scraping the surface of what it could be. And I remember in the ACC tournament, it's like I have to like re-trigger my brain, like to think, rewire my brain to think about things in these terms. Yeah, like Jake's right. They're missing like their center. Like Illinois scraping the surface right now. And I remember in the ACC tournament when we kept betting Cal because of Peja's son, literally, he is Peja's son, Andre Stojakovic. He goes to Illinois, and we were all excited when that happened. Here's Andre Stojakovic with 23 points and then like one of like a monster block at the end of the game to help win the game for Illinois. Illinois, absolutely Final Four worthy. What a game that was. I think Texas Tech is Final Four worthy as well at this point in the season. I loved that game. And last note. So Gonzaga-Creighton is the late night game, and both teams are ranked. And Gonzaga closed a monster favorite. And I'm watching the game, and I end up, I go to bed a little early last night. It's like Tuesday or Wednesday, I try to go to bed early. And I go to bed, and the game's really close in the first half. I wake up this morning and get myself a gun. That's not true. I'm a wuss. And I look at the scores, and I see Gonzaga beat Creighton 90-63. And I have two thoughts. Number one, man, like, Gonzaga's awesome. They're like an older team. Few's obviously a great coach. Also, like, I know Creighton lost some guys last year, Kalkbrenner. Like, Creighton's offense is always good. They scored 63 points. Gonzaga, everybody, going to be awesome yet again in college basketball. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start the hour talking National Football League, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Brian Baldinger.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.